And welcome to worship. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Holy and loving God, we ask that you might calm our hearts, silence our souls, as we listen for you. Open our hearts and our ears that we might hear your word this evening. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
The power of the weak. Even youths will grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer and anointing for you or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you are welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or exit the worship center. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord? My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord? My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. These verses come from the book of Isaiah. These prophetic words were intended for the Israelite people in exile during a time of Babylonian captivity. It is a message of salvation and the future blessing of God's people. These words had great relevance for the times that these captive Israelites found themselves in. They also would have great relevance to their future. These verses are later quoted in the New Testament as they are fulfilled in the ministry of John the Baptist and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. This chapter in Isaiah begins with the comforting words for God's people in their time of trial. It goes on to explain how the way will be prepared for the coming of the Lord. It describes the incomparable nature of our God. Finally, in the verses from our scripture, it calls on God's people to trust in God and renew their faith for the time to come. There were many in exile who did not have faith or knowledge of God, but there were also many that believed but had given up hope. They were overwhelmed by their captivity. They felt that maybe God had discarded them, forgot about them. They believed, but they stopped living out their faith. You see, some needed their faith found, and others needed their faith rekindled. Isaiah rebukes the idea that God had disregarded his people. He reminds them that God makes and preserves all things. He tells them that God does not grow weary like us humans. He assures them that no problem is hidden from God or too much for him to handle. He explains that God is incomprehensible, and why, while we may not understand it, his way is always right. Isaiah tells the people that God will give them strength, or give strength to the exhausted and the suffering. People cannot rely on their own strength. Even youth will run out of energy and stumble. Human life is frail, weak, depleting, but those who wait on the Lord will be made strong. The Hebrew word used in this scripture for waiting is kavah. It's better translated as a longing for the fulfillment of the promise by faith. It's confident expectation. It's patient but never indifferent. It is restless, eager, active, never out of mind. It is the confidence that when the time comes for salvation, we will be given the strength to see it through. We will be given the strength to soar like eagles to break the chains of our oppressors. But it doesn't end there. Even as our pace slows to a run and then a walk, God will continue to give us strength for our prolonged journey of faith. Those who wait must not become entangled by this world. They must remain focused on spiritual preparation, so when the time comes, they are ready to be filled with God's strength. I'm sure many of us here have been experiencing a time of waiting recently. I don't know, say the past year or so. I would guess many of us have felt captive, discarded, maybe even forgotten in this past year. I'm sure feelings of exhaustion and suffering are not uncommon. We know that God promises us salvation. We know He promises to fill us with His power, with His strength, and with His Spirit. So why is it that so many of us feel empty? Why have we stopped living out our faith? Could it be that we are trying to fill this emptiness with the wrong things, things other than God? Are we filling the place in our hearts that's reserved for God with things of this world? Are we trying to rely on our own strength and power for salvation? If you fill your car's gas tank with kerosene, it'll run, but not for very long, and certainly not without lasting and harmful effect to your engine. Our souls are created the same way. They are specifically designed to run on a certain type of fuel, and that fuel is God's strength. Outside of the disastrous effect this way of living can have on us personally, it has an exponential effect on the world that we live in. To quote the words of C.S. Lewis, "What Satan put into the head of our remote ancestors was the idea that they could be like gods, be their own masters, invent some sort of happiness for themselves outside of God, apart from God. And out of that hopeless attempt has come nearly all that we call human history: money, poverty, ambition, war, prostitution, classes, empires, slavery. The long, terrible story of man trying to find something other than God to make him happy." I'll share a quick personal story with you. Before all this pandemic trouble that we find ourselves in, I was already feeling captive, discarded, empty. I was exhausted, and I was suffering. I came to the realization that my strength and my power were not going to free me from these feelings. With the support of my gracious wife, I reluctantly sought the help of a Christian counselor. For over a year now, he's helped me deal with issues of trauma, stress, anxiety, and issues of self-worth. Just last week, before I was asked to do this message, my counselor asked me to do some homework before our next session. He asked me to think about what life would look like to be perfectly happy. Now, I am positive that I rolled my eyes at hearing such a bubbly and optimistic phrase, because he quickly reworded the assignment. What would it look like to be filled? At first, I won't lie, I drew a blank, but as I thought deeper, I started realizing all the things I had tried in the past to be filled. Some of these things were frivolous: money, success, things, possessions, vacations, food, drink. Some of these things were meaningful: family, friends, faith development, charity, and ministries. While listing all these pursuits, I realized that in my desire to be filled, I never allowed myself to be emptied. I never left room for God. You see, it is the weak that receive God's power, and it's the weary that receive God's strength, and it is God that does the filling. As we look forward to next week, to the beginning of our Lenten season, I pray that you will join me in faithful self-examination. I pray we can look honestly and deeply into our hearts and souls to find the things we've let fill the space reserved for God. I pray we can use this season to empty ourselves and leave room to be filled with God's strength and power. So as you wait upon the Lord, have confident and expectant faith that God does not want you to fall victim to exhaustion or suffering. Instead, He wants you to soar on wings like eagles. And I'll leave you with a few lyrics from a song I heard this week as I was preparing this message for Mercy Me. I'm going to run. No, I'm going to fly. I'm going to know what it means to live and not just be alive. The world's going to hear because I'm going to shout. And I'll be dancing when the circumstances drown the music out. Amen.
Loving God, we thank you for your gift of grace, which offers us forgiveness and sustains us each and every day. Lord, help us to be strengthened by this gift of Holy Communion, that we might go from this place to be your body at work in the world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.